This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak at 132, foreign nationals are being airlifted out of China. Earlier today, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, the epicenter of the epidemic. All were cleared by health authorities. We get a report from the AP's Rita Foley.
First stop, Anchorage, Alaska.
The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. In Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more.
Everyone passed the health screening in Anchorage, and then it was on to Southern California for more screening and a temporary stopover. The state health commissioner, Adam Crum, said this is the best possible outcome, and he wished the passengers the best of luck as they complete their journeys home. I'm Rita Foley.
Members of the U.S. Senate here in Washington have begun addressing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Earlier, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment of 20 years ago in asking for question-and-answer session decorum. More from the AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president's defense team rested yesterday with a final plea.
It is time for this to end, here and now.
But there may be a setback to its hopes of ending with a fast acquittal. Several Senate Republicans are apparently ready to join Democrats in calling for witnesses. That makes the 2 days of questions and answers vital, allowing each side more time to win over undecided senators before an expected vote Friday on whether to allow witnesses. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has signed a new trade accord with Mexico and Canada, a major campaign issue in the election that brought him to power 3 years ago. It replaces NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, long a special Donald Trump target.
We're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare and signing into law the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Very special. Very, very special.
There is disturbing news in the investigation of the helicopter crash that killed former American basketball great Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. AP correspondent Mike Rossio reports.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and seven others, did not have the terrain awareness and warning system known as TAWS. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy told reporters in 2004 her agency recommended that the FAA make TAWS mandatory on all rotor-powered aircraft seating six or more people, but the FAA did not act.
TAWS could have helped to provide information to the pilot on what terrain the pilot was flying in.
The helicopter crashed into a fog-shrouded mountain. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United States has again revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. It was initially announced that no American was hurt. That was changed to 11, then 34, and now 50. The European Union is making a pledge on the issue of the 5G process that there will be strong cybersecurity measures and the system will be open to innovation. The EU Competition Commissioner is Margrethe Vestager.
The Commission will support the implementation of the EU approach to 5G cybersecurity by working to ensure a diverse and sustainable 5G supply chain. For example, via the application of the foreign direct investment screening, trade defense instruments, competition rules to make sure there's no lock-in.
American officials report that the bodies of two U.S. pilots in Monday's military plane crash site in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. It is still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington insists it was not shot down, as the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. It is hoped the flight recorder, which was also found, will provide clues on what caused the crash. As his impeachment lawyers were winding up their opening arguments in the Senate, President Trump was announcing his long-awaited peace plan for the Middle East. At best, it got a mixed reaction, and Palestinian leaders left out of the deal-making condemned Mr. Trump's blueprint. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.